Hello and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. This is Zach Martin, editor of Regarding ID magazine. Today we're speaking with Alan Fontanella, Senior Director of Product Marketing for Identity and Access Management at HID Global, about migrating from older physical access control systems to newer, more advanced ones. But before we dig in, first a word from our sponsor.
Whether you are protecting a critical infrastructure or vital information, or securing a facility or border, you need to answer the same question. In the modern world of identities, how do you establish with absolute certainty that someone is who they claim to be? At CSC, we understand that the heart of identity management is the creation of trusted identities. For more information, go to csc.com/identity management. CSC, beyond a shadow of a doubt.
For many, the idea of migrating from a legacy physical access control system to a newer one probably sounds like a painful proposition. Recarding may be the least of the worries because sometimes migration can involve entirely new backbones and infrastructure. Alan and I are going to discuss the activity he's seen in the migration market and how HID is helping companies migrate and talk about the company's new product that aims to make migration simpler. Thanks for joining us today, Alan.
Morning, Zach.
Alan, first off, can you just kind of give me a little bit of groundwork? What kind of activity are you guys seeing in the migration market?
Sure. Well, I think that it first begins by looking at some of the market drivers that we're witnessing today around the world. We're seeing a broader need for more security and the extensibility of security as organizations look at the overall lifecycle management of the security and physical access control that they put in their environments. We're witnessing, out in the market, growth in high-frequency readers, like the iClass readers, and general 13.56 high-frequency readers, well above 20%. And in parallel, we're seeing the decline of some of the legacy physical access control installations out there, the magnetic stripe readers, which continue to indicate sort of a flat to a decline in market growth over the next several years. So we're clearly witnessing a migration from older legacy physical access control technologies, both in mindset and in practice, to more higher secure security.
And you mentioned not just migrating from, you said they're getting rid of the magnetic stripes, but also are you guys seeing people moving from the Prox to iClass?
The Prox business for HID is very strong and continues to grow. I think that probably speaks to the equity that Prox has in the marketplace. That said, we're clearly seeing migration to the higher frequency iClass brand. That provides, even more security and empowerment through, the possibilities for additional applications that you can put on a card.
Okay. So what's involved in migrating an access control technology? Can you walk me through some of the more important steps?
Sure. Well, I think that, generally we're seeing, multi-technology readers are forecast to continue ramping up as organizations attempt to future-proof themselves. This market worldwide is forecast to be the fastest-growing market, so clearly we're seeing indications that people are looking at their installed base of applications and looking for ways to migrate to newer technologies themselves. I think multi-technology readers, are planning, to grow, 14, 15, 16% here over the next several years. So we're clearly seeing people recognizing the value of the migration. We're seeing positive growth, in our iClass line of cards and readers. Our multi-class reader portfolio is growing, it combines a number of different technologies, 125 or low frequency and high frequency. I think that some of the drivers that we're seeing for people, migrating and some of the pieces that are part of their decision set are, infrastructure cost, and what are the things that people want to look at when they make decisions? How seamless is the migration that is required for organizations to make that move from the MAC stripe or low frequency to higher frequency, more flexible solutions without operational disruption?
When you mentioned multifunction readers or multi-technology readers, are those just ones that do Prox and iClass, or do they include the MAC stripe? Or
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're very pleased to have announced recently the latest addition to our multi-class portfolio of readers, our multi-class magnetic stripe readers that are designed for customers that want to upgrade their current access control system from MagStripe technology. There are literally thousands of organizations across all sorts of markets that have legacy installations of MagStripe technology. And so our multi-class reader portfolio combines low-frequency 125K proximity technology and 1356. So it becomes a transitional reader into a single reader. And with the new addition of the magnetic stripe capability or technology, we're broadening a solution to an installed base that can transition to higher security.
Are there any specific markets that you guys have seen more interested in upgrading or migrating to higher tech access control systems? Is it healthcare, government, financial services, that sort of thing?
I think that, you know, clearly there's within organizations in different markets, there's different levels of risk appropriateness that they identify for themselves. But generally, we're seeing migration across, you know, many markets. With, for example, you know, in the university market, something like the multi-class MagStripe reader that we've just introduced is going to enable lots of campuses to migrate from these installations to iClass, high frequency. But we're seeing it everywhere from small, medium business through enterprise into the healthcare vicinity. Obviously, FIPS 201 on government standards in North America are driving broader adoption of higher security for physical access control.
Okay. Besides physical access control, are you seeing organizations migrate for any other reason so that they, you know, I know there's always the looming specter of convergence, physical and logical access all in one card. Are you guys seeing more activity around that, or are people just migrating for the physical access control?
No, it's a good question, and I think that, you know, moving from low frequency to high frequency to a smart card credential, that itself is creating new opportunities for people. In addition to physical access control, different applications on a smart card technology, things like time and attendance or vending applications. We're seeing visitor management, so we're seeing cards with multiple applications on a single card. Beyond that, we are witnessing the emergence of converged card credential use between physical and logical access. Credentials that have been, you know, typically used for a photo ID badge visually and physical access control are now being used more dimensionally, and HID now provides a software product for logical access control that allows people to benefit from the added value of not only accessing a door physically or room physically, but also logically accessing an employee's window, PC, that brings more value to the organization, protecting not only access to the doors, but also to individual PCs and workstations.
Alan, is there anything else you want to add about HID's activity in the migration market, or anything I failed to ask that would be important for our listeners to know about?
HID is clearly invested as the leader in trusted identity at identifying and maintaining a focus and a vision on new technologies, new standards that allow us to bridge and offer our customers, you know, a broader portfolio of solutions that meet their individual needs. We continue to focus on developments, you know, in this area.
Great. Well, Alan, I really want to thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Guardian ID podcast.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for the offer.